The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Welcome back. This week on the Click and Go Travel Podcast, we are asking and answering, why do some people prefer to travel off-peak? Paul and I will dive in and give you our insights. Earlier this month, we surveyed our customers and found out that 56% of those surveyed had yet to book their 2024 holiday. Of the respondents that had not booked but planned to travel, more than half said that they were likely to travel in September and October. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
All good.
Good. So, yeah, we're here to discuss sort of the traveling off-peak.
Yeah.
And why people tend to do it. So who would you say is more likely to travel off-peak? Who would those kind of holidays suit more?
I think like off-peak being kind of not the summer months, not when the schools are closed. So clearly adults who have more flexible annual leave, you know, they're not tied to the peak season. They might probably want to avoid June, July and August because it's going to be busier with families. So adults who are flexible with their annual leave, I think anybody who's budget conscious and looking for a deal, you're going to get much better value traveling off peak.
Yeah.
More choice, more value. Adults with no kids, because clearly the kids sometimes and where the kids are in the academic cycle can dictate whether the parents can go on holidays at any particular time. And very interestingly, in our survey, that same travel sentiment survey you referenced at the start of the podcast, we asked people a question, you know, would you take your kids out of school to save money to go on holiday? And 60% of parents said, yes, they would. And who can blame them? And, you know, those kids aren't going to be the kids that are in exam year cycle. They're not going to be junior cert, leaving cert. They're going to be younger kids probably, or kids who missing a couple of days is not really going to have a massive impact on their academic outcomes. And let's face it, traveling, depending on what they're doing, it could be a city break, it could be a sun holiday, it could be a cruise, it could be to the USA. It's going to broaden the kids' horizons and educate them in a different way. And the other adult group who have a lot of flexibility are anybody who's not working, anybody who's retired and is free to go at the drop of a hat. They're all the target audience for off-peak. And I think also just adults who are looking to get away but not travel in the height of the summer when it's really warm, really hot, maybe too hot. So anybody who's not keen on those peak temperatures, not only the peak crowds, but the peak temperatures, yeah. I think that's the audience. They're the people who really enjoy traveling off-peak.
And I think that would be my preference as well. The worst South African and I don't like the heat. So yeah, if it's too hot, then yeah, I prefer to do the September, October.
Like it's the heat and it's the crowds. Like it yeah, is the busiest time to go. It's the times when all of the European schools are on holidays. So no matter what market you're going to, the domestic market of that country, all of those schools are on holidays. All of those families are on holidays. So therefore, naturally, the parents are looking for things to do. So it is always going to be a busier period or time of the year to travel.
Yeah. And then so we can then jump over to the top reasons why people prefer to do that. So you mentioned there the milder weather. I think that's really important, especially younger kids can't be out in the sun too long if you are taking kids out of school, the older adults as well. So yeah, it's great for the weather.
Yeah, like it's ironic. You know, we live in Ireland. I heard Oliver Callan on the radio this morning talking about the Irish weather and July, and he said, the country is like a wet tea bag. Like it'll never actually dry out. And that is a good point. But even accepting, you know, that we don't have, or we're not having the best summer.
No.
And we really haven't had a break in terms of decent weather pretty much all year so far. I think, you know, going away, you want it to be enjoyable.
Yeah.
And if it is too hot, depending on how you determine too hot, like some people have great heat tolerance and sun tolerance and fair play to them, off they go. Other people are less tolerant of extreme heat.
Yeah.
So I think the milder weather definitely opens up more possibilities. It's, I think, going to be more relaxing.
Like you say, less queues, less people around.
Yeah. Yeah, like that said, I've been through Dublin Airport a few times during the summer with work and different things. The regional airports are running absolutely perfectly. Like there's no sense of congestion or overcrowding. Their new security processes are working a treat. Everything is working really well. But I think if you're traveling when the schools are back in school, it's just naturally going to be less crowded. So therefore more relaxing. I think the cost element is a huge trigger. It effectively is the same holiday to the same hotel, same destination, same board basis.
And it could just be 3 weeks out and the price completely changes. So from like the end or middle of August to the beginning of September.
The airlines know when they have a captive audience, and they have a captive audience of families with kids who are school academic dependent, and they have all of that teacher audience and everybody who works in academia, as well as the parents and the kids. You know, like, we forget about the adults who work in schools and colleges. Like, we can see it because we're looking at the advertising all the time. The price difference can be half what you would pay in the peak of July or August compared to what you pay off peak. I think there's great reasons, like, and the money reason and the weather reason to me are two standouts.
And then also when it comes to the hotel availability or a specific room type, you'll probably have more or better options.
Yeah, you are. You're going to have less competition for those rooms than you do in June, July and August, because there's going to be less people traveling by virtue of the schools. So you're going to have more choice. So you're not only going to save a fortune, you're going to be able to have different room types that may have been booked out because the families were in the market. And if it's a theme park holiday or if it's a city, it's going to be less crowded, less queues. Like, for me, even though I know I'm going on holidays in the peak myself, I had no choice because of just calendars this year. My preference would always be to travel off peak because, let's face it, like, if you're down in the Mediterranean in April or May, like I was in Mallorca in May, stunning weather, just perfect weather. And the same September, October, like all of Croatia, Greece, Turkey, Spain, Portugal, the weather is just, for me, it's actually more pleasant than June, July, August. You're getting the same holiday for a fraction. You're getting loads of great reasons to go. I think maybe if we asked families, if it wasn't for the school holidays, would you choose to travel in the summer months? I think lots of them would say no. There's such compelling reasons for them to travel, broadly speaking, for the other 8-9 months of the year, that I'm sure if families didn't feel obliged to travel during the summer, they would have lots of reasons not to.
And then also, I suppose we've mentioned the less crowds and stuff, so you get more of a kind of a local experience as well, with not, you know, not too, as busy restaurants. I mean, it is still going to be busy.
Well, so long as the schools are in session, the parents of those kids are not necessarily out in the resorts and in the destinations. So the restaurants are going to be less busy. And that's always a good thing. Like, none of us like having to queue for anything anymore, do we?
No, everything's so quick. And then lastly, what would be your top picks or your top suggestions in terms of sun destinations?
Mallorca is always a favorite of mine. I'm always calling out, you know, more to Mallorca and destinations and resorts within Mallorca. I think it just has so much going for it. From Dublin, it is a summer-only route.
Yeah.
Cork last year had year-round flights to Mallorca, but Dublin didn't and Shannon didn't. Croatia and Greece and Turkey all finish at the end of October. So, you know, even if you want to get to those destinations in the winter, in the like late autumn winter, and September, October is just such a great time to go. Like, the value is there. The weather is there. It's less crowded. They would be really, really great picks. Then you have the year-round destinations, the Algarve, Costa del Sol, the Canary Islands and Salou. You know, the off-peak for the Canary Islands is effectively the summer months, because their peak really kicks in from the 1st of November. It's not that their weather is better in the winter. It's just that they have less competition. So the hoteliers can put the prices up, because the Germans, the Scandies, all the Northern Europeans, the snowbirds who are trying to avoid the yucky winters and dark winters head to the Canaries. So winter prices in the Canaries are higher than summer. September, October is still a lovely time down there, as it is in the Algarve, Costa del Sol. Salou as well. Salou has really become almost a year-round destination. Flights year-round into Barcelona, flights pretty much year-round into Reyes, Port Aventura open, Ferrari World, Caribe Park. There's just so much to it, so that it is a great off-peak destination in terms of the value for money.
Yeah, very good. And is there any more tips that you'd have that you'd share?
Yeah, like, I'm always saying to people, like, you know, the great thing about Click and Go is you can pick up the phone and talk to us. We are there 7 days a week. We have the most amazing sales team who have loads of knowledge and who can help people. If you're thinking, as your question was there, which destination will I pick or what property will I pick? Just pick up the phone and talk to the guys. They will be able to help you and steer you based on what you're looking for and what you like. So my number one tip is phone, Click and Go, 7 days a week, 362 days a year. The other tip would be use Deal Finder. Use the holiday deal section on the website. It's on the navigation bar on the top. Just go in there and it will help you buy the holiday you're looking for at the best value for money option price that you can get, because you can search across all of the destinations and it just makes it so easy.
And multiple months as well.
And one of the other destinations that I'm just remembering that we probably don't mention enough of would be the likes of Malta. Year round and off peak for Malta actually is the winter right the way through. So if you're looking at the prices in the Canary Islands and thinking they're a bit high, have a look at Malta in terms of value for money and just be prepared to be really surprised in a great way.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much. And we hope you are going to be booking your September and October sun holiday with Click and Go. And if you want to follow us on our social platforms, you can do so on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and Twitter. And if you have any suggestions for us, please email us in at podcast@clickandgo.com. Thanks very much for joining us. And thanks very much, Paul.
You're more than welcome.
Bye-bye.